It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
All right, you're official, R.J. Yeah, great to have you. And I know you did the have we seen you since you did the Roger's been having fun, all the politicians that showed up at Bucky's the other day?
No, but I've texted with you guys quite a bit.
And, Frank, you see that? Everybody but the president was at Bucky's the other day.
Yeah, Bucky's is, you know, I got a number that they've been open almost 10, I guess 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
They've had 275,000 visitors in 10
days.
You know, to the Bucky's and Benton.
Frank, you know what's crazy about that is the land around there, the development that will happen as a part of that. It's sort of the same thing with the family markets. When a chain goes in or an organization goes in that's well known, people like Frank, they like to, they know they're going to create traffic. So
I know there's all that development across the street from it. That there's going to be some restaurants in that area, and they're going to try to build that up into a shopping area and things of that nature. So, it's great. It's great for Saline County. It's great for Arkansas. I mean, just the sales tax dollars that are going to come in.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking with Mr. Beaver, that literally.
That's his name?
Yeah, Mr.
Okay.
Beaver. You know, majority of the people, now initially it's locals that go, but as it goes, most of those people are from out of state.
See, that's what I'm curious as to. If you walked in there, and out of 100%, how many of those are out
of
state?
They've got so much data on
those
things.
I bet you they do.
And he was saying that once the newness wears off, right, the locals have gone and done it. He said a majority of their business is people traveling up and down the interstate. And so that's revenue coming into the state of Arkansas that's not from the people that live here.
Yeah, well, it's not on my it's on my path to Hot Springs once a week.
Yeah.
But it's not in my normal path of getting fuel. So it won't be my service station. Even, you know,
I did see that they have 16-pound bags of ice for $1.99. So we won't be putting a Cardinal ice down in Haskell anywhere because you can't compete with that.
Frank, they have the Beaver. What does Fletcher have? Do we need to get a mascot?
Chauncey.
You've had a Chauncey. You've had the Parrot.
I need to get a monkey.
Christian, freeze that for me.
Yeah, mark the tape.
I need to get a monkey.
When I was a kid, y'all all know I had Chauncey, my monkey.
Such a great story. Listen, if you had a monkey here, I think people would come.
People
would come just to see the monkey. But some of those monkeys get real angry.
Yeah,
you know?
The last one burned down our store.
Wow.
They get loose at night. First, he ate 9 boxes of X-Lax, and I had to take him out in the woods for a week.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, it used to be the trunk monkey.
The trunk monkey. I tell you, it's so funny. Frank doesn't know this, but, you know, I finally, because of Natural State Wholesale and Don Gresham, I've got this really cool tile.
Yeah.
And I've had to replace it 3 times because it has a hard time, Frank, getting it working on this wood deck.
And it wasn't Natural State's product.
No. Yeah. It was the tile, but we had a problem trying to make that. So I'm trying. Every time I talk to Jeff Lazier, who's the floor guy, he's a really talented guy. I said, Jeff, I have been wanting for the last 2 years to get Frank Fletcher and Judy Fletcher over for dinner. And I said, I can't do it until I get this darn deck done. And so I'm hoping we're close, Frank, to finally getting you and Judy.
I thought it was done.
Only a certain number of years.
No, I think it is. I think this last one worked. I think this last one worked, keeping my fingers crossed.
By the way, I had a contractor buddy of mine that he heard us talking about Natural State on the radio, and he went out and he outfitted his entire new build with Natural State Wholesale flooring and tile, and it looks outstanding.
Yeah.
Saved a ton of money.
I've known Barrett for a long time. He's a great guy.
Barrett's good people.
Don, Drew, all the guys out there. And of course, they were at the Touchdown Club last week as well. Frank, what did you say? You said you wanted to share. You got a new book you want to throw out there at us?
Oh, yeah. You know, folks, when I'm on here, I always like to talk about the newest thing I've read. And I want you to make sure to understand that whether you're like horse racing or not, this is the book for everyone. You know, pick this book up, put 10 copies for Christmas to give. The name of the book is Cody's Whoosh. Now, Cody's Whoosh is the name of a horse that was named after a young boy who was not expected to live 2 years old.
Yeah.
A lot of you know this story. And Cody was the young boy's name, and he was taken out at age 4 or 5 by Make-A-Wish because they didn't think he was going to live very long. And so they took him out to a farm in Lexington, Kentucky, and he met this unnamed young horse who had never raced. And so the managers told them, you know, him being in a wheelchair, want to keep this horse back 7 or 8 feet because these horses are, it's a colt, and they might run over and bite him or something. But the horse gently walked over in the cover of the book that we're sitting here looking at, and I don't know if this will show on camera or not, but I can't get it. Anyway, the horse went over and put his head in Cody's lap. So the manager said, I've never seen any colt that we've ever had go over and lay his head down in a child's lap. So after the child left, they were the people at the farm were just awestruck. So they named the horse Cody's Wish.
How about that?
From Make-A-Wish, his name. Well, Cody was nonverbal, but he also had a pad on his wheelchair that he could type in what he wanted to say. So he told his parents, I've got to go see that horse run. And they said, well, you're not able to go to the track to a race. And he said, well, he won't win unless I'm there. So the horse lost like 2 or 3 times. And Cody said, I have to go to the track. And the horse knows me. And so when Cody went to the track, the horse came over to him again in front of 10,000 people, put his head in his lap again, and the horse won. And the horse won.
What a great story.
And won the Breeders' Cup. And
I remember seeing it. That was an amazing story.
You know, and if you want to get ready to buy this book, just go on Google and look up Cody's Wish story. And this is a paperback book. Everybody I've given it to me has called me back and said, oh, you know, thank you so much for this book. I'm going to buy copies of it. Cody's Wish, it's in every store. And I promise you that you will you'll shed a few tears.
Yeah, I remember the video. Remember that, Rog?
Oh, I do.
It was stunning to see
that
horse.
Movie.
To see that horse come over and put it in that kid's lap. It was a remarkable story. By the way, too, Frankie, you had another winner the other day at Saratoga, right?
Yeah, we have a really horse we're really excited about. His name is QB. QB standing for quarterback. QB Rocket, and he ran his first race at Saratoga, which is very difficult to win, and he won. He went wire to wire. He came out of the gate, went to the front, and scared me to death. Luckily, I was there with my son Chris and Jim Salmon and Jackie Lackey, and we acted like teenage kids running around and around in a circle, jumping up and down. But it was very,
congratulations.
QB Rocket.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
We've given our Razorback
predictions.
We haven't gotten one from a state representative and personal good friend of mine.
You do a better job than I did.
An honest man, Robert James Hawk.
Yeah, so I heard you guys talking about this earlier today, and I think the popular opinion amongst fans is, you know, 3 or 4 wins, right?
Yeah.
I think they're going to sneak up on somebody,
okay,
or a couple somebodies.
Yeah.
And I was listening to a podcast yesterday. I think that, you know, Auburn's on the schedule, right? And, you know, Silverfield has been against Golish. He's been really good.
I think he's beaten twice.
And so I think that – I'm not saying that's one you're going to guarantee a win, but I think that's a winnable game for him.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say 5-7.
Okay. That's what I picked.
And 5-7, but with the potential of, you know, they're going to be in the hunt for a 6th win and try to become bowl eligible. But I think 5-7 is where I'm
at. Come on.
You know, and then we debated that yesterday, whether that was something the fans should be happy about.
Justin
said no, and Roger, you sort of sided with Justin on that. You could see how the fans, you know, shouldn't be excited about winning 5 games. I
think they'll be very excited.
Yes and no. Of course. I mean, as a Hawk fan, I want the Hogs to do well, and I really – it's just a whole new season. It's a whole new regime, and we shouldn't be excited about winning 5 as a lifelong Razorback
fan. That's not where we want to be.
As far as this season goes, absolutely.
Let's go to break. Come back, play a little Factor Crap. Frank, this is great. I ran Frank's Jonesboro store. This is on our Middleton Heat and Air text line. I ran Frank's Jonesboro store for many years. He made me put up a 30-foot blow-up of a monkey on the roof. So you have had monkeys before. You had a blow-up 30-foot one. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Here's one. You tell RJ, as a voter in this district, he may have lost my vote unless You've watched Tombstone by now.
You know what's funny about that is I had people texting me. We talked about on the show. They asked if I'd ever seen Tombstone.
I've seen it a hundred times.
I said I'd never seen it. Yeah. And
everybody has.
The Saturday after I was doing this show, it was on TNT.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to sit here. And I caught it about 10 minutes in. And I watched the whole thing. It is a good little flick. Yeah, it was good. So I did watch it that Saturday after the show.
Here.
What?
Down there walking on water.
Well, that working?
Yeah. That's all right. We'll get when we come back. All right. We need a contestant for Factor Crap. Frank will be playing with this. Zippy will be playing with this. You just got to tell us if what I tell you is fact or crap, or as Zippy would say.
No.
Zippy just told us how you just, it'll be a bleep. It'll be a bit. All right, don't go away. 8:46 here at Fletcher Dodge and Sherwood.